Welcome to Companion App. You're now listening to an audio version of an article about the 80-20 rule of fitness, how to apply it vs sample workout plan. It's human nature to choose the path that requires less effort in all our actions. But would you believe it if someone told you it was possible to boost your fitness progress by doing less work? Discover how the 80-20 rule, a principle of efficiency, can revolutionize your approach to fitness and wellness and get a 1-week bodyweight workout schedule based on the 80-20 principle. Key takeaways. The 80-20 rule in fitness, rooted in the Pareto principle, suggests significant results from focused efforts. 80% of fitness success comes from 20% of efforts. In diet and exercise, it translates to 80% focus on nutrition and 20% on exercise. For training intensity, it means 80% low intensity and 20% high intensity workouts. Effective application involves streamlined workouts, focused intensity, dietary adjustments, and optimized sleep. What is the 80-20 rule? The 80-20 rule, also known as the Pareto principle, originally states that 80% of outcomes come from 20% of causes. The 80-20 rule allows people to achieve greater efficiency by doing less work. This principle has been commonly used in business and economics to increase productivity for over 200 years and is now making waves in fitness. 80-20 rule of fitness, how does it work? The 80-20 rule is based on the fact that 80% of success comes from 20% of your efforts. The rule can be used to increase economic efficiency as well as to increase fitness training efficiency. This means that pushing yourself too hard may not be a good strategy for reaching your fitness goals. In the context of fitness and health, the 80-20 rule is commonly interpreted in two primary ways. 1. Diet versus exercise. What is the 80-20 rule diet? Achieving fitness and weight management largely hinges on your diet, 80%, compared to exercise, 20%. This approach is encapsulated in maxims like abs are made in the kitchen, highlighting the predominant role of nutrition over physical activity in weight loss. 2. Training intensity, 80-20 rule exercise. In training, especially endurance sports, the 80-20 rule advises spending 80% of the time in low-intensity training and 20% in high-intensity sessions. This balanced approach builds a strong aerobic foundation while minimizing injury risks and overtraining. Harace, a 1-week bodyweight workout schedule structured around the 80-20 principle. 1-week bodyweight workout plan with 80-20 rule. In endurance sports and training, the 80-20 rule refers to spending 80% of training time at a low intensity and 20% at a high intensity. This approach helps to build a strong aerobic base while reducing the risk of injury and overtraining. Harace, a 1-week bodyweight workout schedule structured around the 80-20 principle. Applying the 80-20 rule, 80-20 fitness rules. By paying attention to the following tips, you can get greater efficiency from your workouts in a shorter time. Optimize workout schedule. Harace, a hard pill to swallow. Time in the gym isn't an indicator of success. It simply isn't. Results prove results, not time. You can increase your workout efficiency by finding your optimal training time because this can vary according to age and sports background. For example, if you're too tired to even walk the day after your workout, it's probably too much for you. Find out how much rest you need and minimize that, too. Time is everything. Increase intensity and focus. With shorter workouts, intensify your focus. Lose the cell phone, cut the chit-chat, stop scrolling down your social media feed, focus and be intense. Every rep and minute counts. Adjust your diet. Now, let's examine your eating habits. Which foods make you feel full but light? Add more of these foods, like legumes and leafy greens, to your diet. Which foods make you feel tired after you consume them? Reduce them. For example, eat less refined sugar. A small amount of refined sugar can trigger your body to store more fat and crave more sugar afterward. As you make small changes to your actions and they become habits, you'll make great progress. Enhance sleep quality. Sometimes what you need is not more sleep, but better quality sleep. Be sure to move your body throughout the day. Take a brisk walk, do some at-home cardio exercises, follow your workout program that Fitness Companion has customized for you, or if you can't find time for these, do some stretching before you sleep. As your body gets tired, you will sleep better at night. When you sleep better, you will work out more efficiently the following day. Here are more tips to combat insomnia. Last words. The 80-20 rule, rooted in the Pareto principle, is not just a fitness tactic but a holistic health mindset, encouraging a balanced focus on both steady activities and challenging endeavors. Whether applied to the ratio of nutrition to exercise or the distribution of training intensity, this rule underscores that a majority of our results stem from a foundational, consistent effort, while shorter, more intense bouts can provide the additional push towards achieving peak performance. Will you give the 80-20 rule a chance when working out with Companion?